5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The coast has doubled in size, and as much as 105,000 gallons of smelly crude oil has spilled into those pristine waters. State of emergency from Governor Jerry Brown issued late this afternoon. It gets rid of all the government red tape and allows crews to move more quickly to clean up that mess. Now, the company responsible, Plains All American out of Houston, Texas, apparently has a spotty track record.
Now, this is the same company that a year ago that a pipe burst in Los Angeles and spewed some anywhere between 10 and 50,000 gallons of crude oil onto the streets of Los Angeles. And according to the U.S. Justice Department and also the EPA, there's probably 10 major problems with spills over the years with Plains All American.
That's correspondent Jim Roop on the scene in Santa Barbara. Now, the company says it checked the pipeline just a few days ago. Investigators from the U.S. Department of Transportation are on scene tonight in Santa Barbara investigating the cause of that leak.
Down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Curry dribbles, waits, shoots a contested shot. It's up and good at the buzzer!
Well, despite the team's overwhelming success, serious allegations being leveled tonight against that proposed arena for the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco. But as KGO 810 Scott Lettieri reports, the city may actually be responsible for the work at the center of the allegations.
The main selling point of construction for the state-of-the-art arena was that no public money is involved. However,
we believe that the records are going to show that the Warriors owners are going to be the beneficiary of maybe more than $1 billion worth of traffic and other improvements at the taxpayer expense.
Sam Singer is the spokesman for the Mission Bay Alliance, a group that is trying to stop construction, saying it will disrupt activities at UCSF medical facilities in Mission Bay. However, Mayor Ed Lee, the Board of Supervisors, have signed off on the deal that awaits environmental review.
Last year, opponents forced the Warriors to scrap previous plans to build an arena along the waterfront near the Bay Bridge. And now to the NFL owners meeting in San Francisco, where Commissioner Roger Goodell said today he isn't convinced there are going to be teams in the Los Angeles market anytime soon. Progress is being made on stadiums in Carson and Inglewood. And the Oakland Raiders are among the teams rumored to be interested in relocating to Southern California. And Goodell says he hasn't heard any positive news about a new stadium in Oakland.
This is something that the Raiders have been working on a stadium for years. This is something that's been very publicly debated. So we do need to have a proposal from the people here about how they're going to be able to keep the Raiders here in Oakland.
Now, we do know this much. The Raiders and the San Diego Chargers have hired former 49er president Carmen Policy to look into a potential move. Goodell says he hasn't reviewed the latest proposal from San Diego and hasn't heard directly from the Raiders.
If an earthquake happens tomorrow, these rods are capable of carrying it. We just proved it.
Engineers on the new eastern span of the Bay Bridge today praising the integrity of the span. One of the steel rods that anchors the tower fractured after being exposed to water. But, as KGO 810's Kim McAllister reports, there's no evidence of widespread failure.
The tower anchor rod that appeared to have failed was pulled from the sleeve that held it and laid before the media, Chief Bridge Engineer Brian Maroney.
Over 400 are looking great, but one of them, that one that looks short, sure enough, you know, when we pulled it, its behavior was unusual. And sure enough, we found something that is unacceptable. See stripping, and we see a fracture surface in the end.
This makes three of 424 anchor rods that have been removed overall. One just for testing, two, including the one pulled yesterday, for issues.
So in this one rod, we're going to up the sophistication of the testing to find out what went on here.
That rod testing could take weeks. Bridge engineers also trying to figure out where the water is coming from. Is it salt water or possibly rain?
Hey!
And And we've got a spoiler alert. After 33 years in late-night television, first at NBC and then CBS, David Letterman has said goodbye. He said it tonight, the show final taping already in the books. And this woman, lucky enough to be among the faces in the crowd.
You had everybody from Tina Fey, Steve Martin, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Bill Murray again, Jim Carrey, Jerry Seinfeld. It was awesome.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:04.
Ever wish you had a team of specialists to help you lose weight? That's what you get with Jumpstart MD. Our experts evaluate your medical condition with your lifestyle goals and combine it with our expertise in nutrition science to customize a program just for you. Over 20,000 people in the Bay Area have already partnered with the Jumpstart MD team to lose weight. Find your Jumpstart coach and call 1-855-JUMPSTART today. Call by May 31st and mention KGO to save 25% off your first visit.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time again to check your roadways with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by your Northern California Honda dealers at NorCalHondaDealers.com. In Walnut Creek, things are just getting better and better. There was a very serious solo accident at Monument Boulevard, if you weren't aware, involving an overturned vehicle. Well, they've cleared that out. All lanes were reopened quite a while back. And now on 680 northbound, you just have minor delays back to about 24, and 24 eastbound, only minor slowdowns back to about Acalanes Road. Now, in the South Bay and on the peninsula, Lana Del Rey is playing with Courtney Love tonight at the Shoreline Amphitheater. Concert traffic is still crawling on southbound 101 from North Shoreline Boulevard back to University Avenue in Palo Alto. It's a little better, but not a lot. Northbound 101, solid from North Shoreline Boulevard back to 237, and 237 westbound from 101, well, it's still barely moving as well back to Caribbean Drive. Your Northern California Honda dealers' race to save is on. Race in today for supercharged deals on every Honda model, including incredible financing and lease offers on new Civics, Accords, and CRVs. For details, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
A's lose again to the Astros in Houston, 6-1. No score. Giants and Dodgers down at AT&T Park. They're in the fourth inning. Another strong outing from Tim Lincecum. Warriors back in action tomorrow night. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Expect some drizzle, maybe even rain during your morning commute. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Mainly around the peninsula in the South Bay, but can't rule it out elsewhere. For the afternoon, partly to mostly cloudy, upper 50s to the low 70s, so staying well below average for this time of year. We'll get another round of drizzle in for your Friday morning, and then just in time for all those weekend plans, we'll bump up those temperatures. Upper 50s to mid 70s.
Right now around the Bay Area, mostly cloudy skies and cool. We've got 57 degrees in Livermore, 59 in Santa Cruz, 57 in Oakland, 59 San Jose, 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Hello, it's showtime again, good people.
I like waking up in the morning, breathing in the air, and realizing I've made it through the night and I haven't wet the bed.
Guess what day it is?
Hump day!
Wednesday.
Hump day!
Wednesday.
Guess what day it is?
It's Wednesday. Who doesn't get excited about Wednesday?
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And it's all about Dave tonight.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow, I'll just tell you this.
Today.
Maybe you're aware of this. Maybe you're not aware of it. Maybe you're aware of it and don't care. Tomorrow is our final show. But no, wait a minute. Unless it rains, then there'll be a rain delay. And we'll probably make it up. That's right. Tonight it's Bill Murray. Next week I'll be Googling foods that improve prostate health.
And this is great because Dave played a montage of all the CBS affiliates calling his show, it's The Late Show, incorrectly calling it The Tonight Show. Check this out.
No. CBS affiliate, you know, the CBS network made up of great broadcasting affiliates all over North America. This is what we call the CBS affiliate roundup. I hope you enjoy it. Yeah.
The countdown is on to David Letterman's final Tonight Show. This week, the retirement of Tonight Show host David Letterman.
All right, when we come back, just three more shows left for David Letterman on The Tonight Show.
The biggest Hollywood stars are making their final stops on The Tonight Show with David Letterman.
Hilarious. You still like David Letterman?
I do like him.
I do too.
But, you know, it's hard to watch the show sometimes.
And you got that right.
Yeah. You gotta love it. So 33 years of Dave comes to a wrap tonight, and Bill Murray was on last night, and apparently he's going to be on again tonight. He popped out of the cake last night, and it looked like he was having a vodka, so I hear. I don't want to get into it, but my remote went crazy, and my cable froze up at about midnight, and I about lost my mind. And I didn't have any new batteries, so I didn't get to actually see Bill Murray. I'll watch it tonight.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. Do you still have a little mind left to enjoy it?
Just a little bit of mind. But who was losing their mind? Maybe Bill, because I guess, so the story goes, after the taping, I don't know if he was drinking for real on Dave's show, because Dave doesn't drink, but I think somebody said Dave took a sip of whatever Bill was drinking. But, you know, even if you don't drink, you might take a sip on your
just
next
to
last.
Just to taste it and see what
it was. Yeah. But then Bill Murray said that he went out to dinner, and then he showed up for some reason, of all places, at The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell over at MSNBC. Why there? And the video starts out with he falls out of a chair. He sits down on the set, and the chair immediately falls over. He tried to explain why he fell, but sounded a little bit like, now you tell me.
Now, you know, when you were sitting over there and we were going to the break, I'm not sure that we picked up that your chair fell over there.
The
audience might have seen it.
A defective chair broke.
So you're playing injured right now. This is like you in the middle of an NFL game who's just been, you know,
I played hurt.
I just did the Letterman show, then went to dinner, had oysters, rosé wine, mm-hmm. red wine, and duck, and
red wine.
Green grass fed hanger steak. And then rushed here to do your show just because Jim said that you wanted him to come on the show. Mm-hmm. Your girls here, those brutal, I don't know where you get these women that push people around.
The handlers, yeah.
Oh, yeah. God, they pushed me in that chair, and the chair was not balanced properly. And I went down, and I hurt myself properly. And
not the first time you've been injured in this building, right?
You know, I don't...
Well, there have been other complaints about that chair. Yeah. That's my understanding, anyway, right. That were ignored. So, I don't know.
That'll be in the litigation.
Yeah.
I distort, you decide. Then there was Seth Meyers last night on his show. Late Night with Seth Meyers. Oh, this sounds familiar. Sounds like Dave.
From New York, where fashion meets finance, meets construction, meets garbage, it's Late Night with Seth Meyers. Tonight, from Modern Family, Eric Stone Street. Actor Mike Epps. Comedian Nick Swanson. And now, a man who knows that it's Letterman's show.
You know, it's a funny bit, but some people did take offense to it, saying, you know, they're not so cool. But Seth did pay homage to Dave.
Those opening credits you saw tonight were our homage to David Letterman. He has his last show tomorrow. Of course, Late Night, this show that we do here every night, was Dave's show. And so we went out to the same streets, the same buildings, and reshot the opening. And the thing we realized, the biggest difference between 1982 New York City and now, today, New York City, so many fewer pornography theaters. And it's just...
Which was great. All right. So the wrap is tonight, and it's already airing on the East Coast, but we won't have any more spoilers. We'll just revisit Dave coming up on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. So we were mentioning bears before the break, somewhat of a tease, but if we ever do make alien contact, apparently we shouldn't get our hopes up. They won't be small and cuddly like Alf. A mathematician and, I don't know how this works, a mathematician and a cosmologist. Okay, not cosmetologist. I was thinking, I was looking at this like, what the hell? Yes, as in the cosmos. At the University of Barcelona in Spain, ran the numbers, and he says there's a very high probability that the first aliens we meet will be the size of bears.
What?
And not like the ones in the Castro. All right, bears, as in the woods. Okay, here's why. He says the majority of planets that could support life would probably be smaller than Earth, so they'd have fewer living creatures than we do, and the ones that could potentially travel to other planets would probably be pretty big. which I always thought
doesn't make
be...
any sense.
Well, so the average alien from a small planet would be about 692 pounds.
This doesn't make any sense. Who is this cosmologist? He's high. Maybe it is a cosmetologist.
Of course, the whole thing is based on a lot of assumptions, theories, and possibilities and probabilities. But, the you know, it's entirely possible that the first alien that visits us is not that big.
Oh,
the odds just say it will probably be. So try to look surprised if it happens in your lifetime, which
look,
it won't.
Look excited. Yes. Hey,
look
alien.
Excited.
Well, they could be the size of a paramecium. They that's, could be really
that's
teeny.
That's correct.
And
yes,
you'll totally
microscopic.
Miss it.
Yeah, they could already be here, and we don't even know.
But yeah, do act excited. Like, oh my God, hi.
Hi,
you're.
Hello.
Oh, I didn't know. We weren't expecting you for another 1,000 years.
Right. You missed the end of, you missed the end, the last show of Dave Letterman. What were you doing?
Where were you?
Actually, they were so far ahead of us that they already saw it years ago.
Yeah.
Eons ago.
Well, that's what happened to the dinosaurs, I bet.
Exactly.
The aliens came and zapped them.
All right. What's going on with marriages? Why do over half of them fail? We'll discuss in a minute. Yes.
Does yours suck? Call us.
Yes. By all means, do. 808-0810. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Right now, the Home Depot has a special buy on Proven Winners 1-Quart Annuals, 3 for just $10. So let's crank up the color without burning through our budget. These vibrant flowers are rigorously tested, so you can trust them to thrive in your garden all season long. Let's do this. Spring all out for less with Proven Winners, the number one plant brand, 1-Quart Annuals, 3 for just $10. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Unlike Tums, new Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for combined powerful relief of your worst symptoms of heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back fast.
Yeah, I feel much better. Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with new Rolaids Advanced.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Join KGOA 10 for the 34th Annual Walnut Creek Art and Wine Festival Saturday and Sunday, May 30th and 31st. Two stages of live entertainment, over 200 arts and crafts booths, a beer garden, and more. Win a double date prize pack, including parking, 4 glasses, and 4 tickets to Wine Tents. Visit the contest page at KGORadio.com. It's the Walnut Creek Chamber of Commerce Art and Wine Festival, May 30th and 31st at Heather Farm Park in Walnut Creek. From KGOA 10.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cash back offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that's remained the same is Greg O'Donnell of the O'Donnell Financial Group.
right now. O'Donnell Financial Group is offering its Family Plus loan with an interest rate of 3.875%. That's right, 3.875%. And if you happen to have a loan less or greater than $625,500, then Greg has the loan for you. Greg is the guy to talk to. So call him right now and get that super low rate at O'Donnell Financial. They provide custom financial offerings designed to meet your specific needs. They make the loan process easy and can fund your loan in a matter of weeks. Call them now at 866-496-2300. Call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. Licensed by the Cal BRE number 01198426. APR 3.875%. Not all applicants will qualify. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
It's a different kind of talk. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Dear future husband, here's a few things you need to know if you wanna be my one and only all my life. One, two, one, two, three. Take me on a day, I deserve a bay. And don't forget the flowers every anniversary.
That's a good, this is good advice.
Right, I'll be the perfect wife. Buying groceries, buying, buying what you need. Hey, you got the 9 to 5. Well, baby, so do I. Don't be thinking I'll be home and baking apple pies. I never learned to cook, but I can write a hook. Sing along with me, come on, sing along with me.
That's right, dear future husband, as we talk about why are many marriages just built for failure, and let's say good evening to our next guest, Dr. Malik from SymmetryCounseling.com. Good evening, Doctor. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me, Drex.
You bet. Well, and I loved Meghan Trainor. She was doing a Dear Future Husband, and a lot of people just are not prepared for marriage.
They are not prepared for marriage, and there are lots of good reasons for that. Most importantly, I think we do, as a society, we do a pretty bad job of preparing people, for telling them what it's going to take. You know, falling in love feels so good, and it's so effortless and so easy, and our hormones and neurotransmitters are just flooding us with these feel-good chemicals, where we're drawn to this person like a magnet.
And don't you think that a lot of people are unhappy in their current marriage or the way things are working out in their marriage because they did it for the wrong reasons?
Well, yeah. I mean, I always talk about the danger in getting married if you're still in the infatuation stage. You know, if you're somewhere between like 6 months to 18 months where you haven't really lived with this person through a couple of years through some... Where you've struggled and found a way to get through the struggle. But if you get married and you make a commitment when you're still in that infatuation stage where everything they do is just delightful and you know, the sex is great and they're adorable and you're just obsessed with them, I mean, those feelings over time, if you're with someone long enough, those are going to fade. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with the relationship. It just this is what we do as humans. We get used to everything that's good in our lives.
So what are the numbers people like nowadays? Is it 6 out of 10 are unhappily coupled? 4 out of 10 consider leaving, something like that?
In my book, I talk about the statistics that I quote. 5 years of marriage, or rather at 5 years, about 20% divorce, and it goes up to, at about 20 years of marriage, about 48% have divorced. Mm-hmm.
What is it? Go ahead, Heather. Go ahead.
Well, okay, so going back to the main crux, if so many marriages are built for failure, is it because they married too soon when they were in the infatuation phase? Or what's the horrible foundation that we're talking about?
Well, it certainly could be that they married too soon. But also, if a couple learned how to be married from watching their parents, and that's mainly where we learn, right? That's our parents are
right.
Our first teachers.
Yes.
And they, you know, some do it well, some don't do it well. And even if your parents did it well, and if they were in a traditional marriage where maybe dad went off to work and mom stayed home, that may have worked for them in the 1950s or 60s or 70s, but in 2015, where it's a different with a more modern couple, with perhaps both spouses are working and they're sharing parenting and housework responsibility and bringing in the income, what your parents modeled might not work for you. It probably won't.
That's interesting, because my parents are so happily married, going on 55 years. It's just an amazing love story.
That's fantastic.
And boy, I'm just not capable of an ounce of that. I mean, I love my spouse very much, but when I look at them together forever, I think of all of my downfalls, not so much hers. But I know this sounds cliche, but I think that if people had great relationships before they got married, wouldn't it better their chance that, you know, better the chance that the relationship would work out ultimately?
Oh, definitely. I mean, and what makes for a great relationship? What are the foundational tools that you need? And what I think it is that you have to know how to communicate effectively. Mm-hmm. And so many people just do this poorly. Mm-hmm. And you have to have what I call a conversational safety zone, where there are rules by which each of you will follow when you sit down and you talk to each other about a difficult problem or maybe even something easy, but where you listen respectfully, where if you have to, you set an agenda, and where you don't roll your eyes or exhale loudly or use sarcasm or anger or name call. I mean, if there's this respectful space where you know you can take an issue to your partner and he or she will hear you, it goes such a long way and pays dividends in every other aspect of your relationship.
That's so interesting, because last, I've got to go to a news break here quick and then we'll be back. But there was a study released yesterday where they said the best time of the day to speak in a reasonable, you know, adult manner and get along and get through the conversation is at 8:15 at night, because everybody's relaxed, dinner has been had, it's kind of chill out time, not so uptight, then have the conversation.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, good stuff, huh? All right, when we come back, I want to ask you about societal pressure, because societal pressure is, I think, one of those things that can result in a horrible marriage. And if you are having problems with your marriage, we're talking about why are many marriages built for failure? And really, ultimately, how to get to the road to success, along with Dr. Malik from SymmetryCounseling.com. And we will continue, 808-0810. If you have a question about, you know, what's going on with my marriage, any advice that you need, we're here to help. Okay, 808-0810. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Grandpa.
Shall we book another appointment then?
I'm
wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
Big lunch?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Think you need to wait till the kids are grown and life settles down before you paint? Think again. We paint now with Behr Premium Plus Paint, only at the Home Depot, starting at $25.97 a gallon. It covers the colors of the past and lets future messes wipe right off. Let's stand up to what life throws at us and at our walls. Let's do this. Behr Premium Plus, starting at $25.97 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Price may vary by store location, U.S. only. See store for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-708-4757 now to get your free Fortunes in Flipping kit. Call 800-708-4757 in the next 20 minutes, and Nick will also give you free tickets to a live workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-708-4757. That's 800-708-4757, and get your free kit now.
All right. I suspect that a large chunk of the unhappiness in a marriage can be traced back to dubious reasons for getting married in the first place, and that's what we're talking about. Yes, if your marriage is not working out, stay tuned to why many marriages are just built for failure. But first, let's check in with John Libertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, a state of emergency joined state and federal investigators on scene of that massive oil spill off the coast of Santa Barbara tonight.
The beach was just covered in thick black crude. The rocks were covered. The waves that were coming in were just black oil.
Governor Jerry Brown issuing that state of emergency late this afternoon. The oil slick in the Pacific Ocean has doubled in size to 9 miles, and officials now say as much as 105,000 gallons may have spilled. Correspondent Jim Roop describes the scene.
The odor is such that it stings when you breathe. There's a lot of folks on the beach in hazmat-type suits trying to get the crude oil off of the sand, and then they'll worry about the rocks once they get most of it off the sand. There's several ships out in the water trying to skim the oil and keeping it from moving farther east, I guess, down more toward Santa Barbara.
Now, the company responsible, Plains All American out of Houston, Texas, has a spotty track record. The state of emergency eliminates a lot of government red tape and makes money and cleanup help more readily available. Plains All American says it checked the underground pipeline, which is part of a larger oil transportation network, more than a week ago. And tonight, a statement from the company. It reads, "We deeply, deeply regret this incident has occurred at all." And this comes from the CEO, Greg Armstrong. He says, "We apologize for the damage it's done to wildlife and the environment. We're very sorry for the disruption and the inconvenience it has caused." He says, "We are committed to restoring the site to normal and plan to work around the clock to support the cleanup." Back here in the Bay Area, guilty. That's the verdict in Oakland this afternoon for career criminal Randy Alana, accused of killing his longtime girlfriend. KGO 810's Sherry Brown reports.
Jurors took less than 2 hours to convict the 58-year-old Alana of first-degree murder for killing 50-year-old Sandra Koch. She was a federal public defender investigator and disappeared in August of 2013. She was found dead 5 days later in a remote area near Vacaville. Prosecutors say Alana likely killed Koch because she was ending their 20-year off-and-on relationship and had told him she would no longer support him financially.
Popular and dangerous. Motorcycle sales up almost 9% in the first quarter of 2015. That's one way to beat the high cost of gasoline, but the death rate has doubled since the late 1990s. Here's KGO 810's Paul Rogers.
Motorcycle deaths are twice what they were in 1997. That's according to a new report from the Governor's Highway Safety Association.
We're just really not making the progress we need to be.
GHSA spokeswoman Kara Masick notes automobile deaths are down 25%.
Whereas we're seeing more than a quarter increase in the total number of motorcyclists being killed.
Adding to the death toll, speeding and DUI.
They're more likely to be riding impaired.
The number one safety feature on a bike, it's still a helmet.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:33.
Come to Shane Company for the largest selection of engagement rings, the hottest trends, and hundreds of styles no other jeweler has. It's worth the drive to Shane Company.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirrers, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirrers, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold?
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 30.6-ounce can of Maxwell House Original Roast Ground regular coffee for just $5.99.
Offer valid on SKU 645929 in store and online. It's 523 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Zillow. Find your way home.
Bill and Kathleen from American Vision Windows and Solar.
What do you think are the most expensive windows that you can get in your house? It's the ones you already have.
That's right. Your old windows that let in drafts and dust and let out the heat and air conditioning you're paying for.
And in celebration of their 15-year anniversary, Bill and Kathleen are making it easier than ever before to get beautiful, energy-efficient windows.
Bill and I are so thankful that you can now have the quiet, energy-efficient, and beautiful home of your dreams.
Listen to this. When you call American Vision Windows right now, enjoy no payments and no interest for 6 months, or payments as low as $99 per month, plus free expert installation from the number one window replacement company in California, American Vision Windows. It's just what you've been waiting for. So call 888-475-6464, 888-475-6464, 888-475-6464. CSIB number 778-326, American Vision Windows, a preferred hero financing contractor, 6 months, no interest, no payments, based on approved credit. Call for details.
8:35 on KGO. Time again for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. For those of you trying to get to the Shoreline Amphitheater to see Lana Del Rey tonight, give you a little update here. Traffic is getting better, but southbound 101 is still creeping along now from Rangsdorf Avenue back to Oregon Expressway. That is much improved, believe it or not. Northbound 101, much better. Solid from North Shoreline Boulevard back to 237. 237 westbound from 101 is now stacked back to East Java Drive. In Pleasanton, westbound 580, construction's got you slow to stop and go from Airway Boulevard to Hacienda Drive. And keep in mind, this weekend again, Caltrans is going to completely shut down the San Mateo Bridge for Memorial Day weekend, the 22nd through 5 a.m. on Monday, the 25th. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
A's lose to the Astros today. Another pitching duel at AT&T Park. No score after five innings. Tim Lincecum in the midst of another pitching gym. Warriors back in action tomorrow night. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Cool, overcast, and wet for the next couple of days. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
And allow a little more time for that commute. You may get slowed down by some slick spots due to showers and drizzle. Mid-50s to low 70s, but by the weekend, temperatures start to do a little bit of a turnaround. Slowly rising Saturday through Monday, looking at nice weather for Memorial Day. It'll feel like spring again, mostly sunny, low 60s to the mid-70s.
It is overcast and 56 degrees in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini. KGO 810.
Resch, live and local. He's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. See,
I would rather go blind. Corinne Hawthorne and Kelly Clarkson from The Voice. Then I see you walk away
from me, child. Sounds like Janis to me.
Fantastic. By the way, Sawyer was the winner, and we'll get into that during the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the way on the Drex Radio Show. Right now, we are speaking with Dr. Ann Malik. She's the author of Marriage in Modern Life, Why It Works and When It Works. And Well, the stats, we all know what they are. Half of all marriages end in divorce. So I think we try to, and we need to change the way we get into the entire thing. And before the break, Doctor, we were talking about societal pressure to have a boyfriend or girlfriend. That means validation. And then from there on out, you know, you move into the marriage thing, and then you get into the relationship part about, oh, well, you know, how do I handle this situation when it turns out to be, I don't know, the result is horrific itself because we were just doing it because of the pressure.
Yeah, you know, Drex, I have known of couples that didn't want to go to premarital counseling because, well, you know, the invitations had gone out and they didn't want to possibly uncover an issue that could be problematic in their relationship. So they would rather uncover that after the wedding.
And do you think And do you think that society teaches this independence instead of the interdependence? And, you know, and then we teach this emotional vulnerability as a weakness itself?
Well, I think the teaching the emotional vulnerability, I think that's probably more so true for males in our culture.
Right.
I think women and girls are taught from an early age that having feelings and talking about their feelings and showing their feelings is healthy and normal. But certainly, as it relates to a long-term marriage, vulnerability is a necessary component. You know, where you can bring the parts of yourself that you're ashamed of or tried to hide or that embarrass you or that you're just not so sure will be accepted, that you can bring that to your partner and know that they will accept you and love you anyway.
Yes, Bristol Palin just backed out of her wedding, and you know,
there's a
lot of rumors behind that, and her and her fiancé were supposed to get married this weekend, but she backed out. So if you have doubts, you should back out. Am I correct?
Yes. If you have doubts, if you have serious doubts, well, I would say this. If you have serious doubts, talk to your partner about them, and if you can, if there is time, go to talk to a therapist about it, because an objective third party can really bring a perspective that the two of you can't and could maybe normalize some fears that you may be experiencing just with before making such a huge commitment.
But say I've fallen in love and he's in love with me and we're feeling pretty good and confident about all of that. Before making the step of going to marriage, what questions should I be asking or what conversation should he and I have before making that big step?
What conversations? Well, I would say one big thing is how do you solve problems? How do the two of you come together and address areas of conflict or difference? Can you do that respectfully? Now, that's not necessarily a question that I think you would ask of a partner, but that would play out in your relationship. But certainly one issue that you need to talk about with your partner is money and mm-hmm. finances.
And I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, yesterday there was this big survey released. San Francisco in the Bay Area is number one for job satisfaction in the country. But yet when it comes to income inequality and money issues, well, sure. We have one of the biggest divisive divides in the world.
Sure.
So, you know, for those who are not wealthy, it is a huge issue, as it would be anywhere. But I know that there are people listening right now that probably go through the money conflict constantly, weekly, I don't know, monthly at least.
Well, you know, I think why that is, Rex, is because people come to a relationship with expectations and money beliefs about how it's all going to work. And these beliefs aren't necessarily articulated to your partner, but you play them out. And so I encourage clients that I see to have at least a once a month financial meeting, a money meeting, where you talk about expenses or upcoming expenses or how you're doing compared to your budget, which hopefully you have, or how much are you saving, how much is each of you earning. I mean, it's so important. And there's also a suggestion that I make, and that is for every couple that where each of them is working, that they have in their family budget, that they have what I call your personal monthly budget. That is, each of you gets a certain amount of money that you get to spend every month without question or criticism of your partner.
That's fantastic. And then when it comes down to the basic bills, sometimes, you know, one half might feel like the other half is not doing enough, and there might be hard feelings about that, and, you know, they just suck it up rather than tell the truth, and I think that can fester.
Sucking it up rather than telling the truth, yeah, that is the road to resentment.
Yeah.
Because it eventually is going to come pouring out, and most likely in the midst of a fight. I mean, because we all have these money beliefs about how things are going to work, and they really play out in a marriage. You need to talk about this, and you need to talk about who is paying for what and why that makes sense, or how you will be dividing your family expenses. And
a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck here, so you know it's
they certainly yeah. I mean, they certainly do, and all the more reason to talk, and because one big expense could set a family back and mm-hmm. and get them in trouble.
Or if you're not talking about it, you know, the one partner may have to put out a significant amount of money where it's not made up for, so they're resentful that they don't have their personal budget that month. Yes, just one big, you know, messy ball of wax. Let's take a call here, if you don't mind, Doctor. Let's see here.
It's Beth, who is traveling in the car right now with her husband of 32 years.
Oh, hi, Beth.
Hi.
Hi, you're coming back.
We're just coming home from a wedding, in fact.
Oh, my.
Oh, nice.
Well, I hope it works out for them. What do you think?
I hope it works out for them. I think they'll probably make it. But I think the big thing that most people are not prepared for is work. Because every marriage is work. It's not a 50-50. You put in 50% of the effort, and he puts in 50% of the effort. You both put in 100% of the effort, and you get 200% back.
Aww.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and drive carefully. Yes, would you like to respond to that?
That's great advice. I mean, I think she's right that it's not that keeping score or tracking who is doing what. A tit-for-tat kind of thing is, I don't encourage that, but I do think people pay attention, right, to what each of you contributes, no doubt about that. But I do think
sure.
You have to work towards 50-50. I would agree with the caller.
Well, it's the art of compromise, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes,
sure.
That's one of the things that you, you know, once you have your, I don't know, first, second, third, fourth, fifth blow up, you finally come to the conclusion. It's like, okay, if this is going to work, we have to compromise. I have to compromise. This person has to compromise. We both have to compromise.
Yeah, and you look at the marriage as like this greater good, this greater whole, that if you put in something, you're going to get more back, which is what I think Beth was alluding to.
Yeah. You know, and by the way, if you don't mind me asking, Dr. Ann Malik, you know, for those who contemplate divorce, sometimes just stepping back from their partner, because we've done this, I've done this before, where I thought, you know, I think that we need to separate for a while, and we took some time apart, and not for any specific reason, but turns out we both decided, you know what, we are meant for each other.
Yeah, I mean, distance and space can really make you see what you have. I mean, in my book, I talk about there's a section on infidelity and how to repair a relationship after that. And in my book, and also with my clients, I always suggest that they don't make any rapid decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when there's been a hurt, you want to. There's a part of us, I think, that is protective, and it's instinctual. That we want to strike back in some way.
All right. Well, thank you so much. It's been great talking to you. It's Dr. Ann Malik. She is the author of Marriage in Modern Life, Why It Works and When It Works. And also you can check her out at her website, symmetrycounseling.com. Thank you very much, Dr. Malik, and have a great holiday weekend.
Thank you, Drex.
You bet. Thank you. All right. It's time for us to break. We're a little bit late, so we'll be right back with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on KGOA 10.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This May, cross a dazzling showstopper off your classical music bucket list at the San Francisco Symphony. Experience Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, May 27th through the 31st, led by internationally renowned conductor Charles Dutoit. With its unforgettable opening, the popular Pictures at an Exhibition is a colorful collection of vivid orchestral scenes, plus cellist Gauthier Capuçon performs Elgar's gorgeous cello concerto. Great seats are still available. Call 415-864-6000 or visit sfsymphony.org.
In the time you've spent listening to this radio spot, you could have completed and submitted an entire expense report with a simple picture of your receipt. That's all it takes for you to get back to work and for your business to run more efficiently. To learn more and discover all the ways Concur helps manage your company's expenses, just go to tryconcur.com for a free test drive.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less, remove penalties and fees, stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Yesterday, the days before, the sun is cold, the rain is hard, I know. Been that way for all my time. Still forever on it goes. Through the circle, fast and slow, I know. It can't stop.
This is Sawyer, by the way. He won The Voice last night.
John Fogerty. Pretty amazing.
Sounds like a CCR revival, doesn't it? Well, congratulations to Sawyer.
Sawyer Fredericks, one of you is The Voice. It is time to find out who it is. The winner of The Voice is Sawyer Fredericks. You won it. Team Pharrell wins this season of The Voice. A big hand for Sawyer and all four of our finalists tonight.
We'll have to wait and see if there's a hit record. There still hasn't been one off of The Voice. Am I right about that? It's been a few years, but I'm not sure there's been a big celebrity that has come off The Voice. Now, The Voice always beats the pants off of Idol. I mean, it is far and beyond the highest rated talent show. But I haven't, there's no Kelly Clarksons or, all of those people. Carrie Underwood.
I just always think of yes. 40-year-old virgin.
Why?
Because when he's at the parlor where they do the what's that called?
The waxing?
Wax him and they yes. take all of his chest hair off. And he's trying not to swear, so he goes, Kelly Clarkson!
Kelly Clarkson!
It was was real, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that scene?
Oh.
Yes. And look at the other actors' faces, because they're there, and they're going through it, and it's real, and it's improvised, and he's just trying
oh
not to
God.
Swear. Oh, my God.
I never knew that.
Brilliant.
Hey, this is great, too, and we were just talking about how to make an LTR work, a long-term relationship, with Dr. Ann Malik, author of Marriage and Modern Life, Why It Works, When It Works, and she was fantastic, and I thank her for talking to us. But you found this listicle, and I love this, things that couples still won't do in front of each other, even after years of being together, significant others. And Ooh. It's probably a good idea.
What? It's what keeps the marriage alive if you don't do these things in front of each
right,
other?
Right, I would think so. I
oh,
mean,
God.
They're pretty simple. But
is flossing on there?
No. Well, you know, you and I just flossed in front of each other
Oh, my
today.
God, we did.
Yeah. But we're not a thing. We are
We
on
are
the
not
radio.
A thing, but yeah. it's a little... It feels a little rude to me, but like we both ate the same sandwich and was like, oh my God, is there something in your tooth? Yeah, me too.
I don't think flossing is a big deal whatsoever. Now, it's going to the bathroom is, I guess, you know, now, according to this list for couples or significant others, number one is fine. Number two is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's the whole argument that's going on with the drought. Is the yellow let it mellow appropriate or not?
It With a couple, yeah.
Not so much in my house. We have to go to our separate corners.
Okay.
Yeah.
But brown definitely goes down. Okay. What's the other thing?
And while we're on the subject, the same goes for flatulence and farting.
Really?
Now, that's so funny because I'm okay with her having a fit about it. So I know to move out of the room. But, you know, she definitely doesn't like it.
I've heard that couples do that in front of each other, but yeah that kind of bums me out.
My dad does it in front of my mother all the time. Like, oh my God.
Well, I think when you reach a certain age, you don't even have any control any longer.
Yes. And I even call dad out on it when I'm there visiting. I'm like, dude, seriously.
Yeah.
Really?
And some older folks will just do it in front of everyone.
Right.
It's just who stepped on a duck? You know, anyway.
Oh my God. I told you we had that, you know, those Australians that put together that flatulence song last night. I just didn't know if that would be offensive to females or not.
What?
No, they actually did it, you know, with a computer, and we'll play it during the late night late show wrap-up.
What other things won't they do in front of each other?
Okay, plucking ingrown hairs.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, especially of the pubic variety.
Ah!
Bleaching or waxing any area where the sun doesn't shine.
God.
Oh, I love this one. Putting on Spanx. It's not a graceful process, okay? That's okay.
No. Yeah, no one wants to be seen putting on or removing such a garment.
I want to know how many dudes actually fess up to wearing Spanx for an interview or this, that, or the other important business meetings.
Bummer.
Because I have done it before because it works. If you go to a fine, for instance, if you go to buy a suit at Neiman Marcus, like I did.
Learning something new every day.
Yeah. I didn't even know what it was. He said, you should put this on when you go to your interview.
Oh. My God.
Well, and guess what? I got the job, so I guess it worked. Suck it in, Drex.
Yeah.
Men do wear them. Don't think they don't. No, I don't think any man does every day.
He'd go out of his mind. This man did.
Oh, yeah, for sure I did. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, well.
I hope to never, ever have to wear such an article.
Well, you're a skinny thing. All right. Let's see.
Things can still move around. I mean, I get the concept of it, but I just...
Well, yeah, because if I can just pull that in, then I can wear
a nice jacket like
to
when
make
you...
it. I don't want to spend another $1,000 on a jacket, so you just put the Spanx on, and then you're good to go.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a
It's just weird, because if somebody goes to hug you, it's like, oh, you feel odd and firm.
Well, that's not going to happen in a job interview.
Well, no.
Examining blackheads or popping pimples... In a magnified mirror? No, in any manner.
Okay, yeah. Wait a minute. Now that one they got wrong. Because if a man that I'm with has such a thing on him, I'm going to get it out.
You know what?
I have to get rid of that thing.
Women are maniacal about this. My mother loves to do it, too. I don't
love it. It's just that I have to get rid of it.
Oh, my God. I have to find this picture.
If you have a blackhead, I have to get it off of you.
Oh, jeez. I have to give you this picture.
I had this one boyfriend. I'm like, go take care of that. And he wouldn't. And I'm like, all right, here I come. You're not going to like this.
Well, you know, I have this picture from when I visited, I will
pluck it out.
Oh, my God. I have a picture of my mother popping. I look like Rudolph when I came to visit her. And she told me to immediately sit down in front of her in the kitchen and pop that thing.
Oh,
you'll have
God.
To put it up at Generation Drex because it's just ridiculous. Okay.
Oh, the things I'm learning about you.
I don't know why you women are all sadistic. That's what's going on. That's what time it is. Because she's like you. I think she takes great pleasure in it. God bless
her. No, I don't take pleasure in it. I'm just sort of like an esthetician.
Karen's
I need to take care
fun.
Of your face.
Yes.
Oh, that's disgusting.
We're not done.
I'm so bummed out.
We're not done. Okay.
We not done?
No, but I have to break.
I need to take a break to vomit.
I'm going to find you the picture and show it to you, and you can put it up at Generation Drex. Hey, I'm not shy. I'll share. All right. That's coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Hi, this is Scott Hansen, co-host of the popular Hanson McLean's Money Matters Show. For nearly two decades, this program has been broadcast from the Capital Region, and I'm happy to announce is now on KGO Saturdays at 4 p.m. To learn more, visit moneymatters.com.
Do you know where you are? Silly question, right? Unless you're in the middle of applying for a home loan, then you may not know where you are at all. But with your loan tracker from Wells Fargo, you can track your application online and know exactly where you stand. Plus, you can upload documents with your smartphone and sign important things electronically. With your loan tracker plus a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, the home loan process just got better.
Your loan tracker not available with all loans. Talk to a mortgage consultant for details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Breaking news as it happens. Twitter, text alerts, Facebook, and anytime on the Bay.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.